Misfits Audio presents Blood Red Roses, Episode 4, Runaway. Frost coats the countryside of England in the year 1461. Enter a land mired in warfare as monarchs fight to claim the throne and fairies roam the lands.
Lady, it's dangerous to enter the realm of fairies.
I must have an answer to what ails me.
Perhaps you could postpone the wedding.
Are you daft? It is crucial to the political situation with the Scots.
I still advise against this.
Does that mean you refuse to accompany me into the cavern?
Of course not, my lady. In fact, I insist upon climbing down the rope ladder before you to be certain that it is firmly fixed and safe.
All right there.
All clear.
Isabel, are you here?
Yes, it is so very dark.
The torches lit themselves.
Fairy Queen, show yourself.
What a curious place, filled with drawings and strange carved rooms. Here is a hand with a heart within it. Whatever could this mean?
There are tingles. Can you feel it?
We should go. Mortals are not meant to tread here.
Fairy Queen?
The light!
You are not welcome here, Barnsey. Your conversion is not yet complete.
Please tell me what is wrong. Why did I scream at the night?
Your powers unfold. Soon you will no longer be a woman at all.
Reverse the curse you have placed upon this lady.
I cannot. It was her own choice.
No! What am I?
You are she who shrieks to the night, harbinger of death. You cry for those doomed to die.
Turn me back.
Go.
I am lady-in-waiting to Queen Margaret Anjou, and I demand you restore me.
If e'er you return to this place, your life is forfeit.
I feel the ladder. Take my hand.
Hurry.
I will see what is known regarding banshees. There may be a way to reverse a fairy's curse.
Indeed, and preferably before the wedding.
My lady, your headdress is awry.
Would you be so kind as to set it right?
I do not recall your hair being white.
What? Whatever am I to do?
Let me help you pull it back again. With the current fashion, you do not need to show your hair at all.
I'm turning into a monster.
No, you are not.
May I request your arm? I am not myself.
How odd. There appears to be quite the commotion. I'll see what's afoot.
If I shriek to anyone about to die, how can I marry a lord who revels in bloodshed? I would have to lock myself up, never to come out again, to save him embarrassment.
It is Sir Leon, the knight you accosted in the training area.
Dead?
This morning, mere hours after your...
banshee scream! So it is true, I am a monster.
And our son has been most disrespectful to his tutor today, refusing to learn geography.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Lady Isabel, you seem distracted. Surely others may take on the task of wedding preparations, That is quite beneath you.
Of course.
You seem tired. We cannot have you with those blue lines under your eyes when Sir Edmund sees you this evening. Do rest yourself. Others may attend me.
Thank you, my lady.
Young people these days.
There's nothing for it. I must leave before nightfall. Each time I look in the mirror, my face is less my own. Sir Edmund might have me killed like an animal if he were to find out what I am. That would be far worse for the kingdom than a nervous bride running away. The queen must find a replacement for me. Farewell. I shall miss the court. Particularly, Richard. What I shall do without his smile to lift my spirits, I cannot say.
This audio has featured the voice talent of Alex Gilmore as Squire Richard Bolingbroke, Rachel Rumler as Lady Isabel Langley, Trisha Groves as Queen Margaret of Anjou, and Megan O'Kelly as the Fairy Queen. Music by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. This audio is released under a Creative Commons No Derivatives license in 2017. Visit misfitsaudio.com for more episodes.